Why would you ever want to deal with these people? They're awful. This screaming horde of children or man-children. It's all men, which I guess might not be an issue for Fuentes, but it would chafe me a little bit, I guess. And they're aggro and they're demanding and they're mentally ill. Like, so many of them are clearly deranged and you can't engage with them like normal people. Is it too much for me to refer to Nick Fuentes as though he's a watermark for a particular kind of Republican? Maybe not Republican, far right, you know, incel, whatever. Because it's representative, you know, it's representative. This clip, I couldn't believe it when I saw this, because for months now, I've been saying, and I'm not the only one, I'm not like the big smarty pants boy, I'm not the only guy who said this, but I've been saying Nick Fuentes wants an out because unfortunately he's been saddled to the social consequences of having to represent and speak to a movement full of the stupidest and most vindictive people alive. That every day he wakes up and he looks at his community and it's full of insufferable, stupid, like culture warrior dipshits who are, they donate asking like if it's bad that their wife of 8 years is actually 1/8 Jewish on their mother's side or something. Or like, what was that one? I really like this one. It was the person saying like, oh, we're going to homeschool our children. Do you have any reading recommendations? And Nick Fuentes was like, I don't know, math, reading. What do you think I'm going to say, like, oh, read them a Holocaust book, like the denying the Holocaust for 5-year-olds or what, like that shit, you know what I mean? So he's the movement is insufferable. Fuentes, he's a smart guy, you know, so he thinks himself above them, but unfortunately, like, that's what happens when you get settled to the movement. This is a good clip. We're learning. We're listening and learning, okay? Everyone sit your white ass down. Latinx King is speaking.
The halftime show was in Spanish and all the performers were brown people. The message was, this is what America looks like, a mosaic of Latin peoples. Clearly it was political. Clearly it was a middle finger to white people. Weird take. Are you even a white nationalist at this point?
Honestly, I don't feel like one anymore. I feel like...
We got him. He's woke now. We're claiming him.
Do I want America to be a white country? Yes.
Never mind. We're unclaiming him.
I'm pro-white. But the movement has just been captured by losers and idiots. I'm kind of
been captured by. So the, because I did pre-watch this. The theme here is that it used to be that Nick Fuentes could always define what his community was, what his community was, what his issues were. But unfortunately, a bunch of neo-Nazis recently took over the presidency of the United States, you know, like Miller and all the culture war bullshit they put out through the Department of Homeland Security and such. So now Nick Fuentes is saddled with having to be responsible for and answer to all of that inane culture war bullshit. Like, when you're completely outside of power, you have the ability to choose which issues to die like on a hill for. Like, you can decide what you're going to talk about, what you're going to defend, what you're going to, you know, stick up for, or like shape your audience around. But now, sorry, buddy, you're on the list, you know, you're on the hook. You've got to defend every single thing Christy Noem does. As he's going to say in this clip, like, oh, well, no, you have to hate the Bad Bunny Super Bowl halftime show. You have to. It's the culture war mandates it. This is what happens when you're actually tied to a movement that's in power. And it's the reason why I've said that people like Nick Fuentes aren't really a political threat. He would rather be out of power so that he can decide what he wants to talk about. Because he doesn't like being saddled with the kind of, you know, energy that you get when you're held to account for what's actually happening in the real world. Now you have to deal with those annoying culture warriors. But they've always been there, man. I like back 10 years ago, you could be conservative and you could have conservative opinions without necessarily validating everything every GamerGator said. Like, you had to pretend to be outraged by every video game that had character customization options that included an agender thing. Like, imagine Nick Fuentes talking about that, you know? But now, sorry, motherfucker. Those guys run the White House. So now you have to. So, hey, everyone. Hey, new tweet. New tweet from J.D. Vance. He is outraged that the localization of this Japanese RPG has included mandatory censorship and you can no longer see the Mons pubis bones of the 14-year-old healer character that you get added to your party in Chapter 2. New tweet! Everyone get in on this one! We need all hands on deck! The president's gonna talk about it soon.
Just done pandering. I hate these people. When I look at what the movement has become, like the kind of impulses that have captured it, it's just kind of depressing. And I've always been forward thinking, and I've always been heterodox, and I've always been progressive in a way.
Okay, I know it's insane, but he's actually correct in the context of comedy. And that's what he's talking about and thinking about. He thinks of himself as a funny, haha commentary guy, not as a political force. To him, the white supremacy is just an ideological informant to the real point, which is being like a celebrity, you know, basically. You know, you're forward thinking not in the political prescriptions, but rather in how you engage with them, if that makes any sense. This is exactly the same as Alex Jones. Yeah, and look what happened to him, dude. For a while, Alex Jones was on top of the world. And now he's a sad, miserable wretch, dude. He literally, he's a dog to the administration. He doesn't do anything that they don't want him to do. They yank his leash every time there's a new tweet he has to defend. And every post he makes, he gets ratioed because everyone's like, what the fuck? You were literally like the guy talking about the deep state pedophile conspiracy, and now you can't even talk about it because you're just a dog of the administration. And you know perfectly well, by the way, the reason that he accepted that role was because they threatened him with prosecution. Like, there's probably 1,000 things the DOJ could have thrown at him. They were like, oh yeah, you want immunity. Same thing they did with Eric Adams, same thing they did with all these people. You want immunity from prosecution? Here, now you're our guy or whatever. And now he just pathetically regurgitates everything he's told to eat. And Fuentes doesn't want to be that guy. Like, Fuentes signed up for MAGA as long as MAGA meant, like, epic memes and God Emperor posting about Trump. But he doesn't want to be part of MAGA if MAGA means, like, every day you have to pretend that the Republican Party is not entirely made up of pedophilic Zionists. That's not the kind of political engagement he signed up for. I know I'm talking a lot over the clip, but as far as I'm concerned, this is a vindication of everything I've said in the past. And it's also like a recurring pattern. The best and brightest of the far right eventually leave because they cultivate an audience of people too insufferable to deal with. They all think they're better than their audience. And in Fuentes' case, he is, for the most part. But inevitably, you just don't want to deal with it anymore. So you dip. Why would you ever want to deal with these people? They're awful. Like, they're this screaming horde of children or man-children. It's all men, which I guess might not be an issue for Fuentes, but it would chafe me a little bit, I guess. And they're aggro, and they're demanding, and they're mentally ill. Like, so many of them are clearly deranged, and you can't engage with them like normal people. Isn't it the same on the left? No. Don't get me wrong. I think that versions of these criticisms can be levied at the left, but the degree of difference is enormous. There's no comparison. Seriously, look at how people act in my chat, Hassan's chat, left Twitter, whatever, and then compare that to how they act in Fuentes' chat or on that side of Twitter. It's not just about the politics, man. There's a difference in character, a significant difference in character here. So no, it's a problem the far right has. The best and the brightest leave, or they get co-opted.
And increasingly, I don't feel like I fit in with that anymore. It used to be the case that if you were against white genocide, if you're pro-white, if you're against immigration, like
meaningless virtue signals here, not referring to any specific position or belief. I myself am literally pro-white and don't want a white genocide. Like these, but like depending on your interpretations, these could mean anything. You know, it's deliberately vague because he just wants to be like a comedy guy. You know what I mean? He wants to be a comedy guy. He doesn't want to be on the hook. Like the best example that I can think of, I consider myself pretty heterodox, and I think more so than almost anybody on the online left, I define my own positions. I have been very willing to burn bridges before or get myself in trouble over arguments to, like, I'm clearly not in this just to be with a crowd, right? But from my perspective, it feels like what if Bernie Sanders became the president, but then he ended up doing the exact same thing every other Democrat would do? Like he just became another deep state uniparty shill. But all of my fans were telling me every day that he's based, you can't criticize him, and you're on the hook to defend everything. So now my job used to be whatever I want to talk about. Now my job is I go on and I have to like defend every tweet Bernie Sanders's press secretary mix or whatever. Like, it would be agonizing for me on every level. I would feel like a ghost. It wouldn't matter how much money I made or how many followers I had, because it would feel like a totally inauthentic representation of my platform, and I wouldn't get to be like the funny haha guy. How do you keep that deviant energy up when every day, like, your audience is basically just egging you on to affirm every culture war grievance they want you to be a mouthpiece for? Yeesh. You'd resent us? I'd resent the fuck out of you guys. Yeah.
That is what it meant to be on our side. Now it's like you have to be a Republican culture warrior. I have to be spun up about the Super Bowl halftime show. It's just so low IQ. It's so low IQ. It's so monotonous, so repetitive. You're screaming at...
It's boring. It's not good comedy. He doesn't want to have to take a stand on these issues. He wants to choose his issues. He doesn't want to have to listen to the administration choosing his issues for him.
The halftime show, because it's in Spanish. Am I supposed to do this performative outrage? Why? I'm supposed to get up out of my seat? Who gives a fuck? No, I don't think I fit in anymore because, you know, I'm telling you this. We've reached a high watermark of that stuff. I've been doing this for 10 years. I was into this before it was popular, before it was mainstream.
Again, see, he's not talking about his beliefs like a political movement. He's talking about it like an artistic style. Literally, like, he is not referring to this as like a movement to achieve anything or accomplish a goal. It's like an affect. I was doing this style before anyone else. And now your version of the style sucks and you're trying to drag me down to your end, you know?
And now it's filled with a bunch of complete idiots. It's really just turned into signaling that you're a part of an in-group. And
really? On the far right? That's crazy.
We're all going to have the same take and we're all going to have the same opinion and we're all going to say the same thing. And we're all going to engage in this elaborate performance. I don't know who it's for, why. We're all going to perform outrage. We're all going to perform and do the same jokes. And we're all going to have the same talking points. I don't know. It's no longer interesting to me. It's no longer interesting. It's not funny anymore. It's not edgy.
See? It is true that it's not edgy. Like, the neo-Nazism stops being edgy as soon as the Department of Labor and the Department of Homeland Security are Nazi posting on Twitter actually like 24/7, you know? Now it's not edgy. It's like, oh, well, you just agree with that. Like, how's your movement's in power? How's it going? How's the stock market's up? Didn't you say the stock market was Jewish? Yeah, well, okay. So what do we got going on, Trump 2? Epstein file cover-up, Trump mentioned a million times in the unredacted files, job numbers are plummeting, real economy is doing terribly. What are we defending here, boys? Go back and watch earlier stuff from Nick Fuentes. The only times he ever really brought up neo-Nazism was when it was like an affect, right? Like, he was bringing it up as a way to serve a broader interest, and the broader interest was usually comedic or at the very least like shock value, not something he'd stand on for its own sake. Shock jock stuff, yeah. Being a neo-Nazi used to be fun. Pepe hands. I mean, it's like, I'm not defending any of this shit. It's fucking pathetic, to be honest. Like, look, I place a high value on my autonomy, my ability to say or believe what I want. You know, like, I want to be able to feel like I'm authentic. The difference is I am authentic. I do believe this stuff. If Nick Fuentes actually believed in the causes he says he does, he should be mad at the Bad Bunny halftime show. He's only not mad about it because it would be boring and trivial and culture war bullshit. He doesn't want other people. He should be. It's one of the biggest performances that happens at all in the country, and it was unambiguously a celebration of non-whiteness in America and the Americas. Like, listen, I'm not mad about it because I don't care, but you should be, and you're not because it's not, it doesn't meet your definition of anti-white, but because it's tedious, and it is tedious. So why not just drop the white nationalism stuff or white supremacy, whatever the fuck, you know? Why, like, what, just then get around it. Just find other ways of being funny. I don't give a shit. I don't care. It's so far down the damn, I keep telling, just move, just go to Astoria and get yourself into a situationship. You've got tons of money. You've got tons and tons and tons of money. These people have tossed money at you because they thought you were the reincarnation of Adolf Hitler. But you're just a funny guy. You're just a guy who wants to do bits. So just find the better audience. Is Fuentes a failed actor too somehow? No, actually. He's a rare example of a successful actor in the right-wing space, I would say.
It's really just become a drag. At one point, we were the trolls, and now we're the butthurt ones.
True, but also, again, right, like this has nothing to do with ideology.
There was a point in time when we were having fun and we were laughing and we were trolling and we were making jokes. And now our side are the biggest butthurt f***its of all time. The far right has become the biggest butthurt f***its ever. Everybody's mad all the time. You can't make jokes. Everyone's moral fagging about everything. Purity spiraling.
Who could have that humorless moral puritanism in my neo-Nazism? When he's right, he's right. Yeah, just like, what kind of world did you think you were building? What did you think your followers wanted, man?
At the end of the day, people don't even really have a vision for what the country should be. I mean, are half the people complaining about the halftime show aren't even white nationalists. They don't even know what the f*** they are. They just have these grievances. They don't care if America... Do you think Megyn Kelly gives a shit if America's white or not? Megyn Kelly is bitching about it, like...
Megyn Kelly's pretty racist.
You think Megyn Kelly is based? Megyn Kelly's screaming, the Super Bowl should be unifying. It should be in English. You think Megyn Kelly's a white nationalist? She isn't. She's just pandering to, like, I don't know, this, like, really bitter, like, white resentment politics.
Damn, that's crazy, man. Surely the first to have done so as well. I think Nick is a smart guy. I've always thought he's a smart guy. This, to me, is pretty stupid. For one, do you not know? You know, it's not about politics for you. You just like being the guy. You can't complain. What you're essentially saying is that other people who are more successfully advocating for the political bloc that you claim to belong to, you don't support them because they're doing it in a butthurt way. Like, for you, it's about the affect. But do you know that, or do you not know that? Is this like a moment of self-discovery? Are you trying to, like, prime your audience for your departure from this? Are you going to pull a Richard Spencer or a Hanania or something? Like, what's the white grievance politics? Is the whole thing this has always been about. And it's not oppositional. It's not reflected on the other side. This is not anti-white grievance politics. I love white people. I am a white people. It's an imagined one-way battle that you pantomime in an effort to bring people on board a bunch of, like, low IQ slop political positions. Believing that the Super Bowl was anti-white is low IQ. I agree. But what's also low IQ is every other thing you believe. I only believe high IQ stuff, like I'm pro-white and anti-white genocide. Yeah, this is, oh, I'm sure.
I've always said this. I want to imagine a better future. I'm actually a progressive. And this kind of, like, Oliver Anthony, Matt Walsh.
Isn't Nick anti-empiricist? Well, yeah, what else would he be? He's a Nazi. Well, not even really a Nazi. He talks about being one. You have to be an anti-empiricist to get the level of ironic postmodern comedy out of the far right that you do as Nick Fuentes, but I don't really think... Again, one of these days he's going to hang his hat up.
Walsh, like, knuckle-dragging, like, bitter ass-face thing. We're all going to be grumpy and mad. I've never been on board with that. I've always seen it as defeatist and pathetic and basically just this big loser mentality. Unfunny. The halftime show was in Spanish. Oh, I didn't know that. You're telling me for the first time. It's like, okay. The message was America is full of Latin people. Well, you know, it is. Or do we live in reality?
These are not anti-white genocide positions, my man. Putting the the Super Bowl halftime show entirely in Spanish is like a resounding victory for people who are in favor of increased Latin immigration into the United States. Like, there's a pretty, like, big one-to-one on this. If Bad Bunny says that non-white people, Spanish-speaking non-white people across the two continents, you know, there's a synchronicity and a unity and they belong in America too, like, that's pretty much one-to-one to your other position. You just only like pretending to be anti-white genocide when it's funny. And it's not funny this time.
It's just America's full of mess.
Just drop it, man. Just be... Come on. There's got to be another, like, less insane set of positions you can pretend to adopt that also give you that comedic juxtaposition you can use for being wacky with it.
Mexicans, okay, America is like a quarter Hispanic.
Why does he even keep doing the white genocide bit if he wants to stop having a stupid audience? No, that's exactly my point. Like, what, like, you're half-assing it right now. If you're essentially saying I'm not engaging with the right-wing culture war anymore because I don't find it funny, you can't do that and then say, well, but I'm still holding on to the core position of being anti-white genocide, as you nonchalantly say, like, yeah, man, there are lots of Hispanic people here, whatever. What do you mean, whatever? That's the whole thing you're supposed to be mad about, but you don't want to be mad about it anymore. Then what are we doing here? Then at the end of the day, everyone ends up pro-white genocide. Everyone ends up loving black people.
So, like, I don't know, like, get real. It was clearly a middle finger to white people. You know, I didn't really feel like that at all. It just, that message wasn't really there. But you see what you want to see, and you can go on Oliver Anthony Island and be seething about it. All these various events over the past 6 months, it's just like, get me out of here. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Charlie Kirk was a time traveler. Hands off Venezuela. Hands off Greenland. I support ICE, but they're being too mean. The Super Bowl's in Spanish. It's like, this is not something that I f*** with at all. Lunatics are running the asylum. People that 9 months ago were woke are now telling us what's based. I don't know. I'm not a part of
it.
It is pretty funny. It's a plea for help to Mamdani. Seriously, no, he could be a big Mamdani guy for sure. I don't know. I think it's interesting. On a personal level, I think I've said everything I have to say about Nick Fuentes. On a systemic level, I think it's a really interesting indication, like in a watermark sense, or waterline, like the waterline, the mark of the waterline. It's interesting in the sense that, like, there is probably a widespread belief among people on the far right. Watershed? Thank you. Yeah, that's the right term. A widespread belief that right now the juxtaposition is between maintaining some degree of content authority, autonomy, versus being a regime shill. But everyone sees the regime is on its way out. Notice how he said the past 6 months? That's interesting. I'm not saying that corresponds perfectly to the release of the Epstein files, but I definitely think that over the past 6 months, being a big, like, pro-Trump guy has gotten to be a lot less fun. You can choose between, like, do you want to abandon the ship, or do you want to be one of those guys who will be known for just regurgitating the party line nonstop, even as members of the party are looking for a way out? You know what I mean? It's just not cool to defend Trump anymore. It might have been cool for a little while in late 2024 and early 2025 before everything, like, really hit. But now, like, day to day, like, wake up, Trump supporter. Wake up, Trump defender. You have 8 more hours of pretending that he's not a pedophile to get to. You know, it's like, what's the point? You're not doing anything. You're not making America any more white. ICE barely manages to meet, like, a fraction of their estimated quota. They're pulling out of Minneapolis. They're tanking the reputation of the regime. Even longtime Republicans, people aren't even turning out for the special elections. It looks like the midterms are going to be a slaughter. You're hitching your ride to a dying ideology, to a failing wagon, and people are going to remember that about you too. This stuff doesn't wash off, you know? What, more clips of him doing all this? What's all this?
Kid Rock is a pathetic. Agreed. But an immigrant who burned our flag and walked a camera back W15 third world country flags, all while we're getting by their migrants, paid for by Robert Kraft, a billionaire Zionist Jew, had a photo op with the Patriots next to a Jewish flag in Netanyahu? Fuck that. They ruined football long ago. Used to be for masculine
men.
You're chutting out.
That, he believes your ideology. It's a incoherent garbage mess of buzzwords from a person who's more ideologically pure than you.
Thank you for the big super chat. You're chutting out and it's disgusting. Like, you kind of just disgust me. You're scaring the hoes. You're chutting out.
See, again, it's so lame to defend MAGA now. They have no cultural power. They don't get the Super Bowl halftime show, you know? Being like a warrior for Trump means hating everything and everyone.
Sit down, have some taco dip, and relax, okay? It's going to be fine. Enjoy your spectacle. Enjoy your goy ball. It's literally not that serious. It's not that deep at all. The chutting out is what kind of is disgusting to me. We have to all promise not to chut out. You're spiking your cortisol. You're chutting out. You're, like, adjusting your glasses. Imagine you're going to an actual social outing. You're trying to, like, network and make money. You're trying to start businesses. you know, your friends talk about gossip. My friends talk about the businesses we're starting. You're going to the sports ball game, not because you actually watch Goy ball, but because you're going to take Reddit True Tide together, lift weights, talk about money and business. Imagine you're the guy at the party that's adjusting his spectacles and you're like, did you guys know that Robert Kraft owns the Super Bowl? And it's like, dude.
You'd think it would be relevant to somebody of your, you know, I wonder how his audience is taking this, because I know a bunch of Fuentes' audience is just like irony, poison, nihilistic, postmodern dipshits who are looking for anything to get a rise out of life, you know? Like, they just want to be the guy who can say stuff like goy ball because it's admittedly fun to say. They want to make the cortisol jokes, et cetera, et cetera. They just want to, like, always be in on the edgiest bit. But there are a lot of people in your audience, like the guy who put forward the super chat, who are, like, you know, actual neo-Nazis. Like, the people you pretended to, like the people that you've appealed to in order to adopt their positions as an affect for comedic, like I feel like a lot of these guys are going to feel pretty betrayed in the long run. They're true believers. Like they're giving you money because they think that you're like a genuine popular advocate for mainstreaming their platform. But every time they're like, hey, Nick, remember we're supposed to be Nazis? Nick's like, shut up, Goy. You're shutting out, man. You're adjusting your spectacles. You're telling me you care about stuff like Jews controlling the media? That's gay and lame, bro. Who cares about that? But the super chatter is like, I thought we did. I thought we cared about that. Whether or not it's edgy or funny or contrary, and I thought we cared about it for real. I wonder how it'll pan out. Anyway, I might cover more of this in the future because, again, I'm using this as the watershed. It's interesting, though, isn't it? It's like genuinely a pretty huge shot. Hey, by the way, in case anyone's watching, you know, I don't, because I'm on YouTube, I don't get to say the slurs. There are at least a couple that I would say that I get to say, by the way, if I wasn't on YouTube. You know, maybe I'm not edgy enough for you or whatever, but notice how over here on the left, we get to be wacky. We don't like wake up every day. We don't have to defend a pedophile regime. That's pretty nice. You know, I'm just saying, if you're only in it for the comedy, maybe come in for some comedy and some good political positions rather than comedy and terrible political positions. Huh? Huh? I don't, right. Anyone? Is Goy banned on YouTube yet? It's not, but I feel like it might be in the future. So that's why I'm not a Jew, so I should get to say it, you know, but that sounds backwards. It's a slur for non-Jewish people. Okay. I'm lucky I can even say Zionist without getting banned. It's not a slur though, Lamal. It's not a slur, but everyone who says it is a Nazi. Well, also, like, Jewish supremacists do use it when talking about non-Jewish people. The only reason we don't really care about it is because Jews themselves are a marginalized group. But I mean, like, yeah, it's like there's a million slurs for white people no one cares about, you know, like you could run through them. There's like 50, just 50 off the top of your mind. You come out with 50. No one cares because there's not really any power there. Most Jews use goy with a positive affect. Well, you should hear how I say the soft A. No, I'm kidding. I would never. I'm kidding.